I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thanks for listening to the Primetime with Isaac and Souk. I'm Isaac, the cool one.
What? This is our podcast.
Yeah. Welcome to our podcast.
I don't know. It's brought to you by Les Schwab, though.
Yeah.
Doing the right thing since 1952.
The following show may contain adult themes not suitable for children.
Shut the hell up.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk.
It does go well with a chicken.
How and why are you drunk at 6 o'clock?
Well, the how's pretty self-explanatory, and the why is because I thought we were leaving at 6 a.m. tomorrow. Ergo, Latin, plenty of time to sleep it off.
No peanut butter on the wing.
Okay. What's your point?
It's my game, and I dictate how I want my balls to be rubbed up.
Those are just beautiful balls.
Figuratively and literally.
Unprotected puppet sex.
Sure, I'll give you whoopee.
My mouth was big enough that it just fit in nicely.
Now that makes my mouth feel good.
There have been a variety of proposals.
Welcome back to our show. We've finally reached the club hour.
Well, it's about damn time.
No kidding.
Sports.
Too much sports.
Too much sports. Ed and Christian. Seriously? And Luke and Dylan. A lot of McCaffreys.
Imagine the tea flowing in that house.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
A bunch of insufferables. Although, Ed was great in my brief stint with the Broncos.
He's a good dude, huh?
Ed was a good dude.
Yeah.
He was one of the better guys that I came across. Him and Rod Smith, both really good receivers, and just couldn't have been better locker room guys.
So you said men everywhere are losing their stuff over something that Megan Rapinoe did?
Yeah, if you want to see some funny...
And yes, we know it's Rapinoe.
Yeah, what are you talking about?
And finally, but not last, winner of the Golden Boot, the tournament's top scorer, and the Golden Ball, the best player, Megan Rapinoe.
If you want to see some awful, awful social media posts, just go look this up. So, You know, Victoria's Secret has been struggling.
Oh, they have?
Yeah.
Why?
Well, because...
Brick and mortar?
Well, not just that.
Ladies like to try on the brassieres.
Women have figured out that the only people that really look good in those sorts of really fancy lingerie are the Victoria's Secret models.
Oh.
And most women don't look like that. So a ton of other underwear companies have really taken a huge hit out of Victoria's Secret's because they're marketing to women, real women. And so the Victoria's Secret thing is really, it's a dying brand right now. And like, they don't do the fashion show anymore. They're stopped doing the magazine. It just isn't. Someone figured out that having a woman's lingerie line that only men liked probably wasn't the best strategy in today's climate. And so people were saying, what are they going to do? Well, Victoria's Secret is attempting one of the biggest rebrands, that anyone has ever seen before. So, all the Victoria's Secret angels, the Heidi Klums and, you know, all that, all gone. The angels are done.
Okay.
No more Victoria's Secret angels, no more wings, no more any of that. And they are hiring a diverse group of women to represent them
Okay.
Starting with...
Oh, no.
Megan Rapinoe.
Oh.
And
Megan Rapinoe.
And men everywhere that are used to staring at the Victoria's Secret angels are not happy. And some of the others, like there's a transgender model that is going to be one of their spokesmen. Bunch of women of color. One of the Jonas Brothers wives, who's an Indian actress, she's going to be on there. And needless to say, when this announcement was made, a lot of angry 40-something-year-old white men decided to take to Twitter to let Victoria's Secret know what they think about this about face. And some of the responses are just, wow.
Can we read them?
A lot of them you really can't.
You're not allowing me to objectify these women's bodies the way I want to.
Yes.
You're forcing the bodies on me.
By the way, Megan Rapinoe?
Yeah, she's great.
She's hot.
Yes. Throw some Sue Bird
she's
in
got,
there.
She's got a lot of...
Because we played that drop so much...
Swimsuit picks.
It's Rapinoe, right?
That's Rapinoe,
the
yeah.
That's the correct Megan, way to say it.
Yes.
Megan Rapinoe.
It's the same thing with the...
In Willametta.
With the Willametta. I can't remember the correct way to say
Deschutes.
It anymore.
Yeah, it's... There's definitely an element of that.
Who'd you say? Sue Bird?
No, she's married to Megan Rapinoe. So I'm just saying isn't, you know... She's not on there. I'm just... This is,
do you think that Neanderthals will ever understand that they're Neanderthals?
Probably not.
Or is it just some people are just beyond?
Well, and some of the
they just will never get it.
Yeah, some of the responses that women were had are they're just.
I absolutely love
it. They're destroying them because guys are like, man, Victoria, I'll never buy another Victoria's Secret bra, and the women are like, you didn't buy them in the first place. So, you know, it's again, it's. A bunch of men are angry about a company that sells products for women that are now marketing to actual women as opposed to the Neanderthal men.
I really like it when women, like Sarah Spain does this a lot, and she's great at it. Just like these women in sports on Twitter fillet these Neanderthal dudes.
Yes.
It's so good. Never gets old. Because they just torch them.
Well, and then there are a lot. It's a kind of an interesting thing on Twitter right now, kind of going back and forth, because a lot of women are telling Victoria's Secret to go F themselves.
Why?
They're like, you don't get to do this for 25 years and then wrap yourself around, you know, a gay athlete and a transgender and some women of color. And
why not?
And plus size models and be like, oh, we're one of you.
Well, they're not saying that. They're just rebranding. God, people, I swear to God, social media is just... the absolute worst.
It is.
It just is. Is anybody really that upset about this?
Well,
if you go on social media, you'll think it's the end of the world. But I'm telling you, this is why social media sucks. Why on earth? Don't buy it.
Yeah.
Let them rebrand. It's a business. They're trying to make money. God. If you don't want to buy their brassieres, don't do it.
Can't say I've ever bought a Victoria's Secret
product. I swear to God,
if
you go on social media... Nobody can do anything right ever anywhere. Ever.
Yeah.
He's just canceled.
Yeah.
It drives me crazy.
You're done.
Who are these people? These people are such losers.
Yeah, this guy says right here, like the Megan Rapinoe looking at my brother nude. You know, it's there's a lot of that.
They live among us.
There is a lot of
wait,
that.
Wait, there are listeners?
Yeah.
Probably yes.
Yeah.
God. You guys.
Deals in Victoria's Secret acceptable nudity for Christian men. Pornhub exists for the rest of us.
I never really... Did you ever shop at Victoria's Secret for a lady? I never did. I was always too intimidated.
Never, never bought anything in there.
Yeah, maybe a gift card.
Well, yeah.
Or something. I don't know.
I wouldn't even know. Like,
I tried on a few bras, but...
Ooh. Like, if I went into that place, I would be like, I need something trashier. I was more of a Fredericks of Hollywood,
nice,
Adam and Eve sort
nice.
Of guy. If I'm buying some lingerie, I need it extra trashy. I need something in barbed wire and, you know, some chaps or something.
I swear, man.
But yes, they are attempting.
Okay, well, good for them.
Yeah,
maybe it'll work out.
Bloomberg is calling this the biggest rebrand
since
Domino's Pizza.
Oh, that's a good one.
Remember, Domino's did the Our Pizza Sucks.
Yeah. They owned it.
They owned it. That
was smart.
They ran an entire millions of dollars of ads saying our pizza sucks.
So maybe Victoria's Secret should have taken that route. and just come out and say, hey, look, you know,
our stuff's trash.
Our stuff's been for the hots.
Yeah. And then, of course, you know, guys are upset, too, because they got a transgender woman in there. And, you know, there's going to be a bunch of people that are angry about that.
Well, how do they know that?
What do you mean?
How do they know she's transgender?
Well, she's like one of the more famous transgender models like out there. Like that's her deal. And there's a plus size model. Basically, they're it's the transgender model is a Brazilian. It's Valentina Sampio. And then they've got a plus size model, Paloma Elsner. They got a journalist. So basically they're going to do like they're launching like a podcast sort of thing where they're going to get this wide variety of women to explain kind of what all this means to them, what it means to be a woman, what it means to own your sexuality, you know, all that. And then I'm guessing they're going to launch a campaign, but no more of the Victoria's Secret Angels and that line of advertising.
If people weren't mad about something, what do you think they would do? Like, what would life be like?
They would be depressed. They would have no purpose.
Yeah?
I think there's an element of that.
You think we'd just kill them all off?
Well, I think a lot of people...
they couldn't be mad about
it? I think a lot of people have... just...
a lot Mike, of you want to mass murder Mike?
It'd be sad. That's all I said.
I just think there's a lot of people that don't have a lot of... stuff going on in their lives. It's just boring, mundane existence. You work a job that you hate. You go home to a cat or a dog or whatever, and you sit in your little apartment and you need something to feel important. That's what they always say, right?
It makes them feel alive.
Yeah, everyone needs something. What do we always say? Like, you need like three, you need like home, work, and you need that other thing. You need a hobby. You know, whether it's golf.
Third place.
Yeah, golf for you or, you know, porn for Mike. You know, you need something. That like builds you up and edifies you. And I think so many people just sit at their home and they look at their phone. And I'll bet you for a lot of people, internet activism is their hobby. So, you know.
Well, I hate it. And if that's you, get an effing life. That's my message to you.
Someone said the only reason guys are mad about the transgender model is because they might be attracted to that model. I'm sure for a lot of people that causes some confusion.
Like they looked at her and she was hot and it's like, well, transgender. Ah!
You know what I say about all this? Huh. I have a hot take. I say we better cancel all bras.
I am on board with that.
That's what I think needs to happen.
100%.
Hashtag cancel bras.
Hashtag free the nipple.
Can we just, yeah.
When free the nip.
When we were down in Vegas, we went to the, they had a European pool where we were staying. And that was the first thing we did when I went down there. I turned to my lady friend. I'm like, hey, what, did you see the sign?
Take off your top.
And she was like, you want me to? I'm like, did you see the sign? I feel like we have to. Like, let's, let's go. Come on.
She go,
absolutely.
Oh, nice. Yes. Good for her.
Yes. And the first day we were down there.
Well, now it's weird because I can't say anything.
Yeah. Well, it was a Wednesday when we were down there, and it wasn't really busy yet, right? So when she did it, she was the only one. And she was like, well, I'm the only one. I said, we're trying to build some momentum here, honey. We're trying to get some good word of mouth going and be an example to others. You're a trendsetter, right? Like, you're an influencer. Let's just see what we can do here. Build some momentum. And bless her heart, she was a real trooper about the whole thing.
Bless her heart.
Yes.
Well, if they did away with bras, I just think that would be the right thing to do.
No, absolutely. The best thing ever was the fact that the free the nipple movement became a thing.
Women, yeah. Well, there's a lot of women that are on board with that.
You're like, what? All right.
Like, we hate these things.
Yeah.
COVID's the greatest thing ever. Now I don't have to put on a bra.
Don't put one back on. Can we not handle that? We as a general society, we can't handle free swinging in the wind? Come on.
Jason, we can't handle anything.
No, we really can't. We really, really can't. Einhorn is Finkel. Finkel is Einhorn. But, and that's the thing, guys. If you see a transgender woman and that's, and like, you're like, oh, she's hot. And then you find out that it's, you know, it's, the person is transgender. They are transgender. I'm fat. The guy is like, oh my God, what?
Did I ever tell you? I did. I told you. The New Orleans story?
Yeah, the New Orleans story.
That's a quick, easy story.
Yeah.
Frat walkout. You know, remember that? They'd do walkouts in frats where your pledge class would all just go party somewhere.
Sure.
We chose New Orleans. We get down there. We pile into the first, midday.
Yeah.
Mid-morning, midday. Pile into the first strip club down there on Bourbon Street. you know, bounce around for an hour, you know, throw some dollar bills here and there, have some drinks, and we leave. We go into the next place, and we're talking to the bartender. He's like, where are you guys from? I was like, oh, University of Kansas. We just came in as a, you know, walkout, pledge class. We're all partying, you know.
Sure. Thing.
He's like, oh, great. Where have you been so far? Like, oh, we were down there at, you know, Shoeless Joe's or something. I don't know what it was called. And he was like, oh, how'd you like that? Yes. Like, oh, well, that was great. That was great. Know, good little strip club. Yeah. You know, I don't know. And he's like, you know, those are all dudes, right? And we were all stunned. But honestly, they were hot.
Yeah, what are you going to do?
And we had no idea. Not one of us had any idea.
No.
Not one of us.
No.
No one said, hey, you know what? These might be. No.
No. When we had a. When we were in Bali, we had a guy that kind of, he drove us around. Like a taxi driver, like from the airport, and you were able to hire him for really cheap, and he would just drive you around and kind of be your personal, you know, guide there. And he would do that because there's a lot of ladies that just kind of work the streets, and a lot of them were really attractive, and he would be like, that one? You're like, no, and he's like, oh, yeah. I'm like, you, there's no way you could tell, and he's like, you can tell. And I was like, oh, my, you... Same thing. You would never know. Never know at all. But, you know.
Fascinating.
Places over there are kind of, that's, well, yeah. They're known for that.
All right. Should teen social media posts disappear as they age? That's next on The Fan.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Sue.
You know, I always thought I could be a great salesman. Well, believe me, I could talk anybody into anything, except women into sex. That's the only thing I can't do.
On 1080, The Fan.
Can I get a hot tub?
Okay, now there's a debate. We were talking about social media. And, you know, if you're young and you've had social media, you've probably put something on there that you regret.
Yeah.
At some point. You and I didn't have that problem.
Well, no, I guarantee there would have been.
Yeah. Oh, exactly.
100%.
Exactly.
16-year-old me? Oh, my gosh.
So now the debate is, should teens' social media posts disappear as they get older?
I don't know how you would do. Couldn't you just say, why wouldn't all tweets just disappear after a period of time?
Well, I'm always amazed, and as a novice tweeter, I'm always amazed at how people find old stuff. You know?
Yeah. Well,
like, how far back do you...
People go looking.
Well, like, I know, but you just... I mean, how long do you have to scroll?
I don't know. I've never really done it. But again, to the point of people have nothing else to do. So, I mean...
Here we go again with those people.
Yes. The problem that we have with any of this is we live in such a comfortable world now. Like, it used to be back in the olden days, you had to get up and, like, work the fields till dawn, you know, from dusk till dawn. You just worked all day or, you know. Now, we have everyone that's like, oh, I'm so busy. No, you're not. We have more free time than ever. And so what do you do with that free time? You search random things. What was that? Remember that Netflix video, the Don't Mess with Cats, Don't F with Cats?
Yeah.
All that started because there was a group of people online that literally had nothing to do with their day, then spent hours trying to hunt down someone that abused a cat in a video. And not that that's not a worthwhile thing to stop animal abuse, but those people would spend... Remember that lady? She was like, she would come home after work, and she said she'd be on there till like 1, 2, 3 in the morning just trying to expose this random dude on Facebook. I think if you use that sort of power to, I don't know, learn anything or just... You know, apply yourself to something.
Yeah. It's a fair point. So now with social media, it all just sits there.
Yes. Waiting for you to be famous or for you to be infamous. Like, it's the thing is, like, if you're just some normal dude and you're tweeting and then all of a sudden you do something, like you go viral or, you know, somehow you end up in the news, the first thing people do is Google your name, your Twitter pops up, and this entire time you've just been tweeting, like random, like hots or like nudes and making sexist comments. And then because no, your five followers don't care, well, now people go looking for you and they're like, oh, look at this guy.
Yeah, and you could say, you know, you should have the understanding, the wherewithal. You should have the ability to filter. You should, you know, it's on you. But at the same time, and to an extent, I agree with that with, for adults. But for the kids, you know, I don't know. I think I might agree with maybe scrubbing some of their stuff as they get older.
Well,
you know?
I would. Yeah, look, I think there's an element of that where you could.
Come on, they're just kids. Like, we never know how to handle. When a kid said, like, say it's hate speech of some sort.
Yeah.
When it's a young person, we never know how to handle it.
No.
Right? Like, we, it's kind of like, well, just a kid. But then, but usually when it comes out, they are older.
Yes.
And they are adults, and it's very hard to give them the benefit of the doubt because we don't think of them as a kid. We think of them as an adult.
Yeah.
It's very unfair.
Social media is one of the worst things to happen to society ever.
It's. So maybe we should try to help it out, right? Because it's not going away, right?
No.
So let's clean it up a little bit. Let's do some things that help people out. And I think one of them is, when you're a kid, yeah, you know, look, stuff should just go away.
I'm on board with that. Maybe when you turn 18. Although, you know what? There's some kids that would probably be livid. They're like, oh, my awesome tweets from when I was 16 got deleted. What the hell? There should just be a function where it just, like, every so often Twitter asks, hey, would you like to eliminate the last, you know, the, or the, I don't know, this period of tweets? Like, it just reminds you, hey, you want to scrub these? Yeah. Yeah, I do.
So here's a fascinating offshoot to this question. Do you know what people have begun to do because of this? Think about something that people would do to avoid their past youthful ignorant tweets.
What they would do.
Or social media posts.
Are young kids having burner accounts?
No, they're changing their names. So what's happening is, if you've got bad stuff or whatever, people, and this is not a prevalent thing, but it is, it's moving this direction. Mm-hmm. People are changing their names upon adulthood so that you can't go back and find all their old stuff.
Isn't it easier just to get rid of your old stuff than change your name?
Kind of what I thought.
Seems
but
like change.
Online pasts live forever, I guess.
Huh.
They're somewhere, you know.
Say goodbye to Jason Suganic. Say hello to Miguel Sanchez. I will say that I am often surprised on... I guess I'm not surprised. I'm shocked. So I was... When I was reading through the Victoria's Secret... So I saw that Victoria's Secret story on Twitter, right? And so I was kind of scrolling through, and some of the comments, by the way, some of the comments that came in our text program, we can't share either. But some of them were pretty rough, right? And have you ever done it where you, like, you see a comment on something like that and you click on the guy's, and it's usually a guy, by the way. You ever click on that guy's, like profile and see what else he's tweeting?
Not really.
I do this from time to time, whether it's on a political tweet, something like this, or whatever. I am shocked at how many people have their name, their face, their, like, Instagram, all linked to that Twitter, and then are on there just sharing the most horrific things you could. I'm like, you have to be employed somewhere. You've got a wife, you've got kids, you've got friends, and it is your name on there, and this is what you're putting out in the world. I swear, I think some people think that, or haven't figured out that social media is something that everyone can see. It baffles me sometimes, the amount of stuff, and some of it is, some of it's really hardcore. Like, you'll just see some dude, and he's like retweeting, like, hardcore, like, pornography. And he's just, you're like,
what's wrong with that?
You're like, hey, my man. No, not only you put in up some horrifically racist and insensitive posts, but you're just sharing a lot of hardcore porn out there for, like, that's what you want, like your boss or anyone that meets you like that. You're like, hey, check out my Twitter.
Couple texts. Accountability is something learned early if it's taught. If you don't hold kids accountable, there will not be any consequences for their actions. Should probably be a 16 or older requirement for social media anyways. No reason for 12-year-olds to be on there.
That's true, but...
Well, I guess the question is, that is, you know, true, but you're not going to keep kids off of it.
No.
Right? It's their world.
Well, it's their God-given right. The Constitution says it.
I just experienced this with my girlfriend's son.
Uh-oh.
He's 12, turning 13 in a couple months, and she just found out he has a TikTok, and he didn't tell her, and he's on Discord talking to people, which is the, you know, the gaming chat program. And she was like, I don't know how to handle this. Like, he's 13. I feel like that's too young, but all of his friends are on social media. What do I do?
Oh, you didn't find anything bad?
No.
Just that he has it?
He has it and talks to some friends on there. But
yeah, see, I just feel like that's the normal age that stuff is.
That's what
I
said to her. She asked my advice. I was like, when I was about 13, 14 is when I started going on, like, online forums and stuff and starting talking with friends. And that's just kind of about when it starts. And it's getting even earlier now.
Yeah, I remember when my kid went through all that. Of course, this is a discussion in every household with parents, right? It was always like, hey, if he's not on there and we're depriving him from being on there, are we hurting his, you know, social life?
Yeah. Versus the, you know, and trying to protect him.
Right, and we thought we were. It's like, they're all on there. That's how they communicate. Why would we take that away from him, right? But we also had the talk with him. It's like, man, you got to be responsible on
dong that pictures last forever, meat. Just so you know.
So the question is, at what point should kids know better? That's the question.
Can you
answer that question?
I think it's somewhere around. I don't even think you can say any time before 16. By the time you're 16, 17, you should have some semblance of not being an idiot. But that's asking a lot.
And at what point do you start your permanent digital record? At what point does that start recording? Right?
Yeah.
Like, you know, I just tend to agree that under 16, maybe even under 18.
It's hard to hold
just
people.
Let that go, man.
No counties.
Now, crimes are committed. Somebody brought up Luke Heimlich, which, nice example.
Yeah.
Luke Heimlich committed, or supposedly committed, crimes.
Yes.
Totally different.
That's different.
You're not
than,
scrubbing.
Than a dumb, than a
yes.
dumb, ignorant opinion.
Right.
Yeah.
So these are the moral dilemmas for kids. Or some of you just think kids should be better, be smarter.
Yeah.
You know? Figure it out.
Look, kids have forever done dumb things, and that's not going to change.
Here's Mike.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Sue.
I love scotch. I love scotch. Scotch is scotch, scotch.
On 1080, The Fan.
Can I get a hot tub?
All right. Woo. Woo. Worn out. Need a Gatorade and a towel. Big day.
Big day of golf and 4 hours of radio.
Yeah, somebody said...
How do you do it? How do you keep up that physical perfection?
Good question. Somebody said, I had a friend who had a misdemeanor when he was 19. That, after 10 years, gets legally expunged from his record. So according to the state, he has no criminal record. But all the private background check companies, anybody gives a background check, it can still turn up.
Okay.
So he says, essentially, we live in a world where if there's ever a trace of you online, it will live forever if somebody is willing to look for it.
Well, there is a debate, a larger one, even with serious crimes, and I guess this would go down the road of the Luke Heimlich thing as well, or anything else. Like, there are people that, obviously, you commit a serious crime. But if you commit that serious crime when you're 16, 17, 18 years old, does it follow you for the rest of your life?
Should it?
There are some that say, absolutely, it should. There's things that you should always have to pay for. But then others would make the argument that, what good does that do? All it does is take someone like the prison system, and it prevents you from ever trying to lift yourself out of that. That stigma and that felony attached to you, you really don't have much of a chance, and all it does is create better criminals or force people into a, even if they want to get better, they can't really get out of it. And I don't know where all the nuances of that and what's right and wrong, but I've seen plenty of of articles that are written from both sides of that. And I think that's a very complex issue about when does forgiveness really, when does forgiveness occur? Because even after you've served your prison sentence and you're out, for a lot of those people, it doesn't end there. It follows you for the rest of your life.
Yeah, so you're just saying that with crimes, it's debatable, right?
Yeah.
By the way, we're talking about a Washington Post article that discusses if teens or kids' social media posts should go away as they get older.
Yeah.
And it doesn't follow them. The trail of ignorance doesn't follow them. Now, crimes, it's debatable. Okay, so take crimes out. The kids have committed no crimes, but they do have some really ignorant, sometimes maybe even hurtful, social media posts.
Sure.
Now have the debate.
Yeah.
Should that follow them for the rest of their life? I mean, we've got the kids should have the right to make mistakes. They're
sure,
kids.
But I saw a video today, and the girl probably was 20-something. She was with her friend, and they were talking about critical race theory, right?
Oh, no.
Yeah. Believe me, it's a doozy. And, you know, they both look like they're 22 or so, both blonde girls, and she's got this going on. And someone brings up the Native American and the genocide, and she literally goes, that's not true. You need to look into your history because that was a two-sided affair. They were really mean to us, too, and we fought, and we just won. And her friend is sitting there looking at her like, oh, my God. They were mean to us, and we fought each other. Now, she's obviously 22 and dumber than a sack of hammers. But...
yeah, should that follow her?
But I'm saying, if she had that opinion at 16...
Right.
She still has it at 22.
Yeah.
So should it follow her? Yeah, because she's at 22 or 20 whatever and is still just as dumb as when she was 16.
Okay, so we are moving towards an age limit here. So you're kind of saying 16. Anybody under 16 or under, maybe not held accountable for what they say.
Yeah, I think
16 or over? Yes.
Yeah, but that's my it's weird when the ignorance of 16 follows you to 22. Follows you to 22.
Well, it oftentimes does.
It's like,
yeah,
we scrub the 16-year-old stuff, but hey, you're giving us all new material here. You've got a whole new like stand-up set.
Right. Well, that goes back to the, yeah, like if you're an idiot at 15, what are the chances you're an idiot at 30? Well, I don't know.
I don't know how that all works.
Because I think we're all idiots at 15, and not all of us are idiots at 30.
Yep.
So I just, that's a tough one. But I would say to that guy's point about like having a misdemeanor as a minor,
mm-hmm,
that is true. That stuff, you know, you don't have a criminal record, but if people can see it.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing about it is no one cares. Like if they're hiring you for a job and they see that you had a little misdemeanor when you were 16, nobody cares about that.
No, if you had a little felony when you were 16, they certainly care
about
it.
Well, of course. But those are two... That's different. A misdemeanor...
Yeah.
It just... So, in other words, if nobody cares about that when they look at these records, why would we care about... We make a huge stink over these social media posts that are way less than a misdemeanor.
Yeah. It is a different minefield that those kids are navigating, which is why I just always try to tell my kids... Whatever you put out there, just accept the fact that it's going to live forever. So.
Or you can take the Trump theory and just keep throwing bombs.
That's true.
It is a minefield, so just keep stepping on mines. Nobody knows how to pin you down.
Well, if you blow up enough of them.
Yeah,
right?
That's right. That's right.
Dave Portnoy, right? That's the whole Barstool thing. Uncancel. You can't cancel me. Can't. He's like, whatever. Bring it on. In some ways, I'm kind of envious of that sort of attitude. I don't have that in me, but...
it's because you're not a narcissistic sociopath.
No, I am not.
By the way, watch hashtag unfit. Have you watched it yet?
No, I need to see that, though. That's the Rumsfeld one, or is that
that's the Donald Trump one.
Yeah. Rob, you have to realize that when someone recommends something to people, it's not the immediate thing they watch.
No, you have to watch it right now.
You texted me
right
about
now.
That. And I'll get to it.
Right now. And then watch C-Spiracy.
Still having to work my way through the second time, Mr. Robot.
You're a documentary pusher.
And then the Donald Rumsfeld one.
I do like
called The Unknown Known.
I do like a good documentary.
Those are the three documentaries you got to watch tomorrow. I mean, tonight, I mean. All right. Do we got to go?
I think we got to go.
I don't want to go.
Well, we got it.
All right. John wraps it up next on The Fan.
This is Mailing It In with Big John Sicanic on 1080 The Fan.
Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hello,
am I on?
Hello?
That you are.
Hello.
Oh. Forgot you didn't have a phone in there anymore.
Most of the time there's a little sound, but I didn't hear the little sound.
Yeah, well, things have changed. What's going on?
Is it my brother's feet that removed the little sound?
Possible.
Well, your brother's feet did spark a lot of change in here, and one of the changes was they took away our phones. So even if we wanted to take calls, we couldn't.
Yeah, my feet are an agent of change, and I say for the better.
Your feet are kind of gross. I've seen them. They're kind of skinny feet, and they're kind of bony and weird looking.
Yeah, I don't know.
Look at that, foot shaming.
Yeah, my family has tried to tell me that my feet are gross, but I don't buy that. You have big, fat Frankenstein feet.
No,
why is it that I have normal size feet and that I'm getting foot shamed?
Well, first of all, I wouldn't classify your feet as normal size. My feet are big, but your feet are big too. What? You're like a 13, are you?
Yeah, 13 or 14.
In no way is that a normal size foot. And I'm just saying, if you look at your foot, like, it looks like it's kind of weird and bony and gross looking kind of. I just have a normal looking foot.
I've seen Sook's feet, and I would tend to agree with you. They are a little weird looking.
Are they?
Right?
A little bit.
There's something wrong with them. It's almost like you ran down the street barefoot, and they just got chewed up somehow. They're just kind of... there's something off about them.
Well, I do have long toes, and I think all of my toes have been broken. When you're the center, you break a lot of toes because you got fat guys on both sides of you, and everyone's doing stomping. Your toes get crushed. So yeah, they're a little crooked and they're kind of long, but I don't buy the fact that I have gross feet. I think I have normal feet.
There's something off. I'll take back gross. They may not be gross, but there's something off of. If you looked at your feet, you'd be like, yeah, there's something there. There's something weird going on there. It's a little bit off. That's the best way to describe it.
I will say, for a large man, from the knees down, there is a lot of skinny in there. Like the legs, the ankles, the feet. It's like someone that weighs 180. I got like from their knees on down.
It appears as if you've had your calves surgically removed.
Yes.
Yeah, you don't have very sexy calves.
I do not have
Mike
big legs.
Lynch has nice calves.
Yes.
You want to talk about man calves? Look at Mike Lynch's butt, and then scroll down. Those things are massive.
Yeah, how did that happen? Why? That's weird. I wonder why that happened.
Genetics. John has uncomfortably large calves and feet, and we come from the same people. I couldn't tell you. I got the bad end of the deal when it comes to legs.
Well, we both got screwed on hair. So what do you want from us?
I know. At least I got mine till I was like in my mid 20s. You got yours till like 16.
Yeah, you had a better run for sure. There's no doubt. That's a heck of a thing when you look down in the drain at 17 and you see a nice collection of your hair. Yeah. That's not a good sign.
It's the only thing that keeps me from being really bitter is I realize I got like 8 or 9 more years than my brother, and I'm like, well, maybe it wasn't that bad.
Yep, exactly. I got a couple more inches in height, but you got like 8 more years of hair, so advantage you.
All right, have a good night.
All right, see you guys. Love you.
Bye. All right, Hot Corner with Harrison Lynch is coming up next. We are back tomorrow, 3 to 7 on The Fan. Good night.
Friendships of Spain. Friendships of Spain.
Guess what? It's my game, and I dictate how I want my balls to be rubbed up. And if you didn't do a good job at rubbing the balls the way I wanted them, and I didn't feel like I was comfortable, I was going to do whatever.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. Audacy. Download it today.